Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Australia would like to commend UNHCR's strong leadership on migration and refugees. We recognize the extremely difficult conditions our humanitarian partners work in and the continuing increase in global need. We commend UNHCR for having achieved its highest ever level of donor pledges as a result of fundraising and donor conferences in 2016, as well as consistent efforts to diversify and increase funding partners, including through seeking to work with the private sector. We are conscious that the scope of ongoing and escalating crises globally necessitates difficult choices in prioritizing humanitarian assistance. And we appreciate that a significant amount of resources received by UNHCR continue to be earmarked for specific situations, restricting the extent to which resources can be managed flexibly. Like our Nordic colleagues, we would urge all donors to reduce earmarking and for UNHCR to continue its efforts to pass funding through to local actors where relevant and as efficiently as possible. We encourage all, including UNHCR, to ensure grand bargain commitments translate into increased efficiency and effectiveness. On this note, we are pleased to note that efforts to utilize cash-based assistance programs continue to increase, and that support for efforts to strengthen the capacity of local partners will continue to be a core priority. Mr. Chair, we concur with the Board of Auditors' recommendation for systematic approaches to finding operating efficiencies and resource prioritization, which is paramount in an environment where the funding gap to address assessed global need is so significant. We strongly agree that there is value in ensuring programs are routinely monitored and evaluated, while also simplifying country reporting. We were concerned to see a noted lack of formal evaluations of several programs. We place great importance on program evaluation, which is essential to enhance efficiencies, demonstrate results, and inform decision-making. This is also critical to the success of multi-year programming and our ability to maintain multi-year flexible funding. Australia considers rigorous evidence-based approaches should be central to planning and implementation to ensure the needs of refugees and persons of concern are adequately addressed. We would encourage efforts to increase transparency in the process of prioritization based on actual and anticipated funding. This would give partners a clearer picture of the decisions made to prioritize programs based on actual funding, and assist in communicating an external narrative on the value and impact of UNHCR's work. Mr. Chair, we commend UNHCR for noted improvements in key indicators for financial stability, and we were pleased to note the high quality of overall financial control. We would like to congratulate UNHCR on efforts to proactively address fraud risk within its operations, and the specific reference to the organization's efforts, which continue to be exemplary in the way it deals with fraud risk. We were concerned to note, however, that the Audit Committee highlighted significant weaknesses in the oversight of partner procurement processes and improving risk focus at the country office level. Australia considers it is critical that partners do all they can to mitigate risk, particularly given they are operating in environments that are both financially constrained and also carry high operational risk. We note the committee's report on a lack of accuracy on population data and subsequent possible misallocation of funding. We would encourage UNHCR to increase a focus on verification as a means to increase accuracy and to ensure the allocation of resources is based on vulnerability and need. Mr. Chair, we concur UNHCR must continue to ensure sufficient focus is put on durable solutions. There is critical value in embedding a focus on durable solutions from the beginning of project development, including designing exit strategies following crises, through ensuring coordinated approaches with development bodies and host governments.